So we have an interview going on right now in the studio. We have members from the Bat Association at Texas State. We've got Danielle Cordani, the vice president, and Jacob Rogers, the president. So would you guys like to tell us a little bit about the organization?
Sure. So we started this organization earlier this semester, and the main goal was to promote conservation and awareness of bats through scientific research, educational outreach, and fieldwork experience.
Awesome. So when did y'all start the group?
It was started this semester.
Oh, wow. And how many members do you guys have?
We have about 108 on tracks currently.
And that's crazy if you just started this semester.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah. I thought you guys started early because I heard you guys talking earlier about how you had a lot of members. Mm-hmm. So I thought that they started a lot earlier than that.
That's so interesting just because when you hear Bat Association at Texas State, like, I've never heard anybody talk about it. So to hear they all have so many members is really cool.
Yeah, we were very surprised at the turnout of our first meeting. We had about 65 people show up. Which,
wow.
Yeah, everyone kept piling in. And we're like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm very surprised.
So I know that you all have events throughout the year and throughout the semester. So can you tell us about any past events that you really enjoyed or any upcoming events that you're excited about?
Sure. So one of our first events was an overnight camping trip at Bracken Cave, which is home to tens of millions of Brazilian free-tail bats. And we got to take about 20 students out there to watch the bats exit the cave at sunset, and we camped out and then watched them return in the morning, which was a very cool experience. Also, we had an event in Austin where we took a cruise underneath the Congress Avenue Bridge and watched the bats emerge from the boat.
That sounds super
fun. That's cool.
Do you have any upcoming events that you're excited about?
Yeah, so for the rest of the semester, we're going to be working on doing some professional speakers to come in and talk to students about how they can get more involved in, you know, in bat research and in the field of bat work. And we are also going to try and link up with Austin Bat Refuge later in the semester to see if we can have students go out and check out their facility and see how they rehabilitate bats up in Austin. Next semester, we have some cool stuff coming up. We're going to be working on a bat box workshop, which is building bat houses, essentially, like bird houses, but bat houses for bats and hopefully putting them up around San Marcos community.
So you were telling us earlier that it's actually Bat Week right now. So
yes.
What can you tell us about that?
So Bat Week is just a week where everyone tries to focus on bats.
It's really promoting the conservation and promoting awareness of these misunderstood animals. So there's been a big push throughout the state of Texas, especially, to get this recognized as an official holiday throughout the state. So there's a petition online that you can go and send to the governor and try to get this Bat Week recognized by the state as
an official thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
So how can someone get that information?
You can go visit batweek.org. They also have a lot of ideas of how you can participate and contribute to Bat Week. Things like planting gardens that'll inspire insects to come about, leaving out bird feeder, not bird feeders, like bird bath type things, water for them to come and drink, things like that, bat boxes. All different kinds of ideas for how to support the bat community here. And then if you want access to the template so that you can send it in to Governor Abbott, you can email us and we can provide you with that. And that way you can send it in and help petition for Bat Week to become an official thing.
Awesome. So I have a quick question. Coming into this, I didn't know the too many different varieties of bats, but I know that you have already said like two as you were speaking. So I want to know, what is y'all's favorite bat?
Oh, that's a good question.
If there's none, no pressure.
Specifically, my favorite bat is the evening bat. I study it for my master's thesis, but I originally fell in love with them because of hoary bats, H-O-A-R-Y. They're just a beautiful animal that have we call it frosting. They have some dark with some lighter coloration, and they're very, very pretty animals.
My favorite is the eastern red bat. They have this like interesting hair growth on their head. It looks like a little fro, and they're all red with a nice white chest. I love it.
Looks like little flying lions.
Yeah, exactly.
So what has been your guys' favorite memory from the organization this semester?
I think the easy one to say would be Bracken Cave, but I think my personal favorite memory was just our first meeting and seeing how many people were interested unexpectedly in bats, and just that moment of, wow, we really did this for the right reason, and, you know, I'm glad to be able to share this with so many people. I was floored.
Personally, for me, it's been really cool to see the diversity of the members we have. I mean, the majority of our members are biology or wildlife oriented, but we have people from nutrition majors, photography, business, and that's really interesting to us wildlifers who are trying to promote an animal that's misunderstood and sometimes underrepresented. Another great experience was when we took the camping trip to Bracken Cave. A handful of people came up to us and said this was actually the first time they'd ever been camping. So
Oh, wow. It
was really, really rewarding to be able to provide this opportunity to these students.
Mm-hmm. So I know that there could be a lot of stereotypical things that come along with bats, like, oh, they're spooky, they're scary. So what do you think is like a stereotype that really bothers you as someone who studies bats?
Just exactly what you just said, that they're spooky, they're scary, they're always associated with this time of year around Halloween, you know, the night creatures, rabies, things like that, you know, a lot of people get turned off by and really just fail to recognize them the way we think they deserve.
Yeah, it's human intuition to be hesitant to like something you don't understand well. And animals that are nocturnal, especially, are harder to study and harder to see, where a larger mammal may be more cuddly and charismatic, but that's because these people haven't had a bat in their hand and really understood what it's like.
So how often do you guys have meetings for your organization?
We actually, we're not on a set schedule. We just meet on Tuesdays at 5:30. In Supple 112, but we try to do it about once a month, but typically we'll structure them around our events and as needed.
Awesome. So how can someone get involved in the Bat Association?
So the best way to stay updated with us is to be added to our track site. And if you're interested in that, you can send an email to batstxst@gmail.com. And just include your net ID, and we'll add you to the site. And on there, we have all of our information about our upcoming activities. We have photos and information about things we've done in the past. And you'll get to stay on the email list for updates for things like Bat Week and other events that you could participate in outside of the society.
So another way to stay up to date with us is we have social media, Facebook and Instagram, and we're always trying to be pretty active about sharing our events and things we have coming up, as well as pictures that we've taken of, you know, all of us hanging out doing cool stuff.
Our Instagram is BATXST.
Awesome. So what can someone expect from joining? I'm so sorry. That was a question I just asked. I'm sorry. I'm getting all mushed up in my brain. But I wanted to ask, finally, why bats?
Well, as I mentioned before, bats are misunderstood. And until I had started working with bats, I had no clue how interesting these animals were. Bats are actually the second most diverse order of mammals, only to rodents, and they do a lot of very cool things that we don't see in other animals. They're the only mammals capable of true flight. Things like flying squirrels can glide, but bats are the only mammals that are able to generate lift and make themselves fly. Also, the idea that we really feel like we're making a difference. To promote awareness of these animals is really beneficial for me. It really makes me feel like I'm having an impact, and it's nice to try to give them a good rep. A lot of bat work is PR, a lot of explaining, and it's been more fun than I thought it would be.
I'd like to share like a personal anecdote about why we started this club in the first place. So for me, I was in my last year of my bachelor's program here at Texas State for wildlife biology, And, you know, we had gone out. I had done small mammal trapping, just catching small mammals and rodents. I had done, you know, bird surveys. I had done all different kinds of things. And it wasn't until my final semester here that we went out catching bats. And I had this kind of realization based off of the excitement from everyone else that this was something that we would like to share and have occur for people within the wildlife program and other programs if they're interested sooner on. Like I said, I was in my senior year until this hit, and I realized I kind of want to slow down and stay a little bit longer and try and expose students to this earlier on in their degree programs.
So building on that, we really have some goals. We really want to get some students involved in hands-on work experience. A lot of wildlife requires field work and wildlife work, and some of that is obtained in the classroom, and some of it is obtained on your own. But we're trying to provide an avenue for students to get specific bat-related work, whether they are interested in bats, whether they aren't sure and just want to dip their toes in the water and see what it's really like. But on top of that, we really are trying to involve students with professionals for networking. We meet with different organizations and speakers, and we like to get students face-to-face time with people who are actively in the field in order to possibly get an internship one day or understand the different ways that they can take bat research mm-hmm. other than traditional academia. So along with that, we also do a lot of outreach, or we try to. We really want to educate students and the general public about the benefits of bats, and then their natural history, conservation, current threats to bats, and we try to do that through a lot of community interaction.
Well, that's awesome, because I can say just from this few-minute interview that I've learned a lot. So
oh, yeah.
I think y'all are probably doing a great job with the association.
And
it's super, super fun to get to meet y'all and to get y'all's work out.
Thank you.
Is there any final things that you'd like to say?
Well, if you aren't sold on bats yet, just know that bats are the sole pollinators of the agave plant. So next time you have a margarita, you can thank a bat.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much to Danielle and Jacob for coming in today. We had a super good time, and we're super excited to hear more from you in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, and thanks so much for tuning in to this interview. Stay tuned for Lady Lamb and the Beekeeper right here on KTSW.